What is going on with the weather? A dose of spring in store this weekend for much of the Midwest, including Wisconsin. National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Herzog joins us on the show. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Greg.
We had that stretch back in January that lasted more than a week with temperatures in the upper 40s and 50s, and here we go again.
Definitely have got some warm weather on the way.
How warm is it going to get?
So in the Fond du Lac area, we're looking at temperatures in the low to mid-50s all the way through Wednesday.
What's going on here? I'm looking, today's high, sunny and 52, 51 Saturday, 53 Sunday, 54 on Monday, 55 on Tuesday? Holy man.
Yeah, this is we're getting close to record values on each one of those days, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some records fall across our area. Maybe not every day, but certainly some of the days we're going to be close enough that some spots may just get above.
Going back to what I said in the introduction about the warm spell we had in January, and I don't know if I talked with you or who it was during that period. We get January thaws from time to time. But not for that extended period. I can't remember the last time we got one that lasted as long as it did in January. And now we've got this stretch in early February. I would assume we're well above normal overall for average temperatures this winter.
We certainly are. I know December was right around normal, but once we got into January, we averaged around about 5 degrees above normal. And it's just a little bit warmer so far here in February, but we do have this stretch of very, very warm weather coming up. So I suspect our average temperatures for February will be somewhere closer to like maybe 6 to 7 degrees above normal when all is said and done. So yes, very warm, especially for this second half of winter.
All right. Now you work with from a statistical standpoint, when you're talking about a January that was 5 degrees above normal, that's pretty significant, isn't it?
Certainly, yeah. It didn't quite get to any record values for the warmest January on record. But yeah, 5 degrees is nothing to sneeze at. That's a considerable amount of warmth.
Right. And there have been times in January where I think we've seen a day or two where we hit that record or we get way up there, but then it drops right back down. But this wasn't a stretch, like you said, where we saw record highs necessarily. It was just unseasonably warm for such a long period of time.
That's right. If you remember back in January, we had that really long stretch where it was not only warm, but we just had those kind of cloudy skies hanging overhead. So what that did is it didn't really allow the daytime temperatures to get all that high, but those clouds kind of acted like a blanket overnight and didn't allow the nighttime temperatures to get very low either. And so we didn't see any big extremes in temperatures like we're getting ready to see now. It just kind of flattened out a little bit above normal for a long period of time.
And look, it's still February, so we still could see the bottom fall out, but is there anything to indicate that's going to happen before spring sets in?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It is Wisconsin. It is still February. We've seen snow as late as April, maybe even May on occasion. Our forecast models go pretty far out there, go out to about 2 weeks, and we've kind of had our eye on this storm that's so it showed some signs of coming our way that could bring us some snow, but that's a long way out. It's well beyond where the forecast has got any skill, but it's really hard to rule out the idea of another cold snap in Wisconsin since we are so early in the season.
All right, time to barbecue and tank top and some shorts this weekend. Meteorologist Ben Herzog. Ben, a pleasure having you on the show.
Yep, thanks for having me on.